Good morning. Bank holiday Monday, which is unusual this time of the year.
Hello, hello, welcome one and all. Take up a seat, take up a pew. It's John and Connor here for you.
Wow, great rhyme, great poem, poetic. It's great to be back. I mean, this is probably the first podcast we've been together in a few months. Probably since Christmas.
Since Christmas, since we sat. It does show the length. I think when we started this, what, 4 or 5 years ago, both unmarried men, both childless, both, you know,
I was married.
No, you weren't. Were you?
I was, yeah. I'll be married 6 years this year.
Well, this comes as a surprise. Both unmarried, both childless. Well, great podcast. This is what people have been missing out.
I probably should have just rolled with it, but you know me. Fact, always getting the way.
What I meant was, both childless, still the case in my scenario, but yeah. What I mean is we were just more frivolous. We were in our early mid-20s and life was more, like, it was more commonplace to sit in a car and do a podcast with your friend.
Now
we've had to evolve with the times.
That trend's gone. It's not on TikTok anymore.
It's not pre-TikTok.
We've taken a book out of the COVID leaflet. Do a Zoom now, so
yeah, love a Zoom ATM. Although I think we'll probably, it's safe to say, and probably for the people who will stop listening quite early, what I want to hook them with is the potential, even just internally, that I have, that we're going to have a very big split, you and I, and who knows. I'm seeing a lot of reaction in that face.
It could be absolutely massive this year, couldn't it? Like split, a big banana split between the two of us.
We are gonna have guests. Top guests.
Guests of
March and April.
Guests. Yeah, listen, just keep an eye because it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be big. Big split party. I think I'm led to ask, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Just busy working away, having fun with the fam, enjoying Irish League life, whatever that means. Day to day. I'm getting to the football every week, you know. It's a real great thing to be involved with. What about yourself? How's things been? It's been obviously a very busy few months for yourself.
Yeah. But we're there now, I say. We're getting there. We moved house, 6 weeks ago? So I think it's just weird whenever you move house, isn't it? All the like bills and stuff that you need to on the post. I didn't realise, but I realise this now, that you can get your post Do you know what I mean?
I could.
What would you call that?
I'm a terrible friend. Because we got that done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love that. Just all those wee kind of things. And then the fella, this is my new issue. The fella who, lovely man, unlikely to be listening, but David, if you're listening, thank you for your house. David Healy, he had like a lawnmower, and I went to try and get it set up yesterday, just to see. It was quite a warm day. I was going to text you as well and say, when are you, and maybe a question for the listeners, when is it applicable to go out and start mowing your lawn.
As long as it's dry. I think as long as it's dry. I mean, it is going to start growing now, so.
Yeah, so I went to the shed, got the mower thing, and scanned the QR code, and it just did not accept any of my details. So I haven't been having fun with.
Is this a robot?
It is. It's a it's a robo-mo, it's called. You would love
not
it.
A vacuum cleaner then, in the garden. Yeah, that's in cool.
In a way, it is a vacuum cleaner for the garden.
Vacuum cleaner with a blade, a criminal vacuum cleaner.
Okay, it's interesting that you would assume anyone with a blade was a criminal. That really, that gets my juices flowing for your mind.
Great podcast, crimeinsights.com.
Crime and robo motors. So yeah, so that's the current issue. And David is a saint. He really is Saint David, and has been trying to get me sorted out. So more, I would say next time on the podcast, whenever that may be, we'll have some more updates on Robo Mo and the situation going on there. I actually wanted, which I haven't actually talked to you about, but I want to introduce a new game for us that we're going to play. Another podcast that I listen to kind of does, but it's not an Irish League podcast, so it's fine that I'm stealing this idea. So what we're going to do, and people can play along at home, is I'm going to name, you're going to name an Irish League player.
Okay.
But firstly, you're going to guess, and I'm going to give you a few clubs that they've been at.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
can we get this wrong?
you then have to guess who they are. So this week we'll do an easy one.
There's the pressure on immediately.
Well, I do kind of an easy one because I think it'd be good to get the rules, to get the idea, but this will be part of every week now. Okay, so this player, I know you're going to get it, but give it a second, has played for Crusaders, Glenavon, Cliftonville, and Ballymena. So let that just go in the air, okay? I probably could have been a bit more jazzy with it. So anyway, I'll say it one more time, and then we'll come back to it at the end if we remember. So this player is...
Oh, you're on mute. I can't hear you.
Is that working?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right. You can probably cut that out. Okay, we'll come back to the huge quiz later.
Okay.
Today we were going to talk about, we're going to go from the bottom up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk club by club and just see where we're at. We've got, I mean, which is kind of scary, there's only three games until the split, and then there's five to go after that. So we're like 8 games away from the season being over.
Like, where has the season gone? It's just gone past the flash. Like, you know, we're nearly at the business end already. It's absolutely crazy.
It's true. I think that there are clubs in, to me, as you quickly look at the league, there's two at the bottom, Ballymena and Uri. One of them will go down. Then I think between Corian and Glenavon, there's only 8 points.
Yeah, that is mad. That is fun.
I think that is the fun. That, like, realistically, Corian, I know they're coming off a few big wins, but Corian, Carrick, Loughgall, Dungannon, or Glenavon, one of those teams is going to finish in the top 6.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, just jumping in, I absolutely love where Dungannon have got themselves to. Like, you know, yeah, sort of patchy the season, but now they've got into that, like, you know, realistically could be in the top six. Minutes.
I'm going to give you a quick Dungannon stat. Dungannon have scored more goals this season than Crusaders.
Love it.
Just goes to love show.
They're fun though. Fun Gannon.
I know you hate them, but I love a bit of Dungannon.
Where's this coming from?
Remember the chat we had recently and you were like, I hate Dungannon?
No.
Oh, that was a dream then.
Some weird dreams you have. You weird dreaming man.
Talk to me about Yuri then. Is it all over? Is it?
It's look. Like, I mean, it's easy to say. It's probably easy to say. Yeah, it looks like it, but I don't mean it's still. You know, comparing the form of, you know, maybe say the last four or five games, like they're quite similar in terms of how things are going for them. If there's one team more likely to turn around, you would probably argue it'd be Ballymena. But yeah, I just don't think Yuri are going to do it. I mean, they've changed manager through the season. They've also got a very good and experienced manager in them as well, in Barry Gray. But it just too late for him. I don't know. It's obviously hard coming in middle of the season too. And the most recent game, of course, on Saturday, they lost 2-0 to Corian. Probably rejuvenated Corian after some recent. So it's always going to be tricky. But like I don't know. I just sadly I think that Nuri are going to really struggle. But the fight isn't over. You know, there's still games to be played. They're not away yet. Then there's the World Championship. You know, Dundell and you know what's going to all happen there. But you know, obviously someone's still going to go no matter what. But it's all a bit. It's all dramatic. You know,
I think the problem for Newry is they are not great at home. They've got 14 points this season and only 3 points at home, which is not sustainable. And that's what they need to change. I think Darren Mullen was doing such a good job, and we probably didn't realize actually how much of a job he was doing there and had done there. Which was very, very impressive. But to have played 15 games at home and have 3 points is, it's not great for Newry. And I think Newry, listen, we don't want like to talk about it, but if Newry end up going down, they will be a real miss in the league.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, no matter who goes down, you're going to miss them. You're going to miss them because they're all great.
Ballymena then just above them. You would think it is between Ballymena and Newry to go down. Ballymena turned a wee bit of a corner, would you say?
Yeah, I think they've been up and down throughout the season. They've had little like runs of where they've been a bit better. January transfer window, they were quite busy, brought in a few outgoings and brought in quite a few players as well for that fight to stay up. But, you know, like last sort of, well, as we've already sort of touched on, like last four or five games from them, it's not been great. You know, a couple of draws, a few defeats. I don't know. I feel like the split could be huge for Ballymena, you know. That's probably where they're... I'd be very surprised to see them go down now because the season isn't over. No, like, I don't know. I don't think during the split they would like lose every game, for example, you know, that it would go so horribly wrong for them that they would be relegated.
It is the split.
I know, but I feel like the split will go very well for them. You know, I just think that that'll be their moment. We haven't had the Ballymena moment yet this season where they've clicked. I think that'll be the moment.
I think that we have had it. I think it's whenever they beat Corian on Boxing Day, then beat Glenavon, then beat Queens. And that was their three wins in a row. And then since then they haven't done very well. But what I was going to say, sorry, about Ballymena is they probably are falling victim to the success that Carrick, Loughall and Dungannon and Glenavon are having, because those teams are probably all looking at Corian and thinking, Corrin could slip up, like we could get sixth, which for all bar Glenavon would be maybe the first time that's ever happened and would be huge for those clubs. And you know, the potential of Europe being that and that seventh spot, that's why for Ballymena, I think they maybe in those games against like Dungannon or Loughgold or Glenavon, where in maybe previous seasons, that team in 11th could pick up points against them. But all those kind of mid teams are all nearly have something to play for. Said that weirdly, but do you know what I mean? That there's maybe from Glenavon up will probably until the end of the season have a real incentive to keep going. I don't really see any of them falling away.
I mean, Ballymena's focus is entirely on let's survive, you know. Let's survive and let's try and get out of that playoff place if possible. But I would say they're probably going to probably end up there. But I don't know. Like you said, the split.
Split.
You don't really know.
We could... I think we'll see if talking about Glenavon, Dungannon, Loughgall and Carrick maybe for another time, if you don't mind, and we'll just breeze on to Corrin, just because I think those teams... We've seen Loughgall and Dungannon and you saw Glenavon this weekend. Like we've seen them all play quite recently. And they themselves have sort of had up and down kind of seasons. Let's go from Corrin up. Is that okay? And we talk about the top six and we'll come back and talk about the other ones another time. Corrin, it did seem to be like Oran was away. Probably last time you and I spoke, it was really not looking like Corrin were. I mean, they still aren't. They're still 10 points off the Crews. They're 3 points ahead of seventh. But I feel like they're a little happier at least. And a lot of that came from the 3-0 win against Linfield.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's what Corrin have in them. It's a good team. You know, it's a great manager. They went through a rough patch. Some of the fans turned on the manager. You know, that's football. Unfortunately, it happens. When it gets personal, it's not very nice. But yeah, they've turned around a little bit and they've shown like what they're capable of. And I think the positive thing to think about if you're a Corrin fan is look ahead to next season. You know, the takeover plans have gone through, gone ahead. You know, their aim or their thinking, obviously, teams think game to game, getting points. Long term, they're thinking, let's get the next season. You know, let's try and finish in the top six and get through the split. Let's maybe get to Europe, you know, because by the time they're playing there, you know, structures will have moved on, be in place. It'll be an exciting time for Corrin.
Yeah.
You know, a team that definitely deserves and will be fantastic, I think, under the full-time model. Because I think it's an attractive club, you know, great manager to play for. He's had a lot of experience and you know, really gets the best out of his players, and probably this season's just been a bit, I don't know, a bit dry or just hasn't gone exactly to plan. But I think next season we could see a very different Corrin.
I think for Corrin and Crusaders and Glentoran, that we'll talk about them in a second, but I think for those three teams, it nearly is kind of prepping for the playoffs, isn't it? Okay, Corrin maybe need to have a bit of work to do to get sixth, but I do think you're right. There's so much more quality in that Corrin team than there would be in the teams beneath it by far. And it is very exciting. They went through such a rotten period. To go and, you know, in the midst of that, to go and lose at the Oval 6-0 was crazy. But they've stuck by Oran. I think that'll, you know, in the past, he's been questioned. I don't think he's ever been questioned that heavily, or certainly not that we know, but just from what we were reading.
It definitely seemed like a tight moment, didn't it, for him? Yeah. But that's the way it looked. Who knows internally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And then, you know, last weekend, Linfield are coming, and you're just, you know, Linfield have been are always scary to play, and Corrine going with 3-0 just like the narrative completely changes
what they're capable of. And
do you want to tell us about the Crews?
Yeah, the Crews are a little bit similar to Corrine in terms of consistency this season. They've been consistently inconsistent. You know, and you could probably throw the Glens into that bracket as well. But yeah, for the Crews, as you said, like the focus now is, you know, it's not been a great season. It's not been the season that we expected. It was probably a bit sad as well for, you know, Stephen Baxter in his final season. You know, he's but going for the European playoff, that's the height they can reach, which isn't a bad height to reach, obviously, but it certainly wouldn't have been the plans. But yeah, I don't know, you know, just the focus will be just Europe. And yeah, I mean, Saturday is probably the best. I was at the game. It's probably the best I've seen them in a few weeks, you know, in terms of some of the football they played and things like that. But yeah, I think things are going okay in terms of the European drive.
The Glens are only a point ahead. They do have a game in hand. I mean, it's kind of Irish Cup time, really, isn't it? Who do the Glens have in the Irish Cup?
They have
You're the Irish Cup man.
Maids on Saturday, which will be fun.
They have who, sorry?
Ballyclare.
Oh, Bally, of course. Our team in the cup. yeah, okay. I think that there is such a weight on that, isn't there?
Oh, all their eggs are in that basket, so they have to be.
I also have no doubt.
They're not. Ballyclare
could go there and the Glens absolutely steamroll them, but additionally, it could be a very tricky 0-0 and then a late O'Connor goal or something like that. One thing the Glens do well, I think, is the unexpected. And each week, I mean, even that 6-0 like we were talking about, there's just a real lack of consistency in the Glens, nearly more than any other team. Certainly any other team in the top half that want to really compete. So yeah. Above them is Cliftonville, who recently it's back-to-back defeats. It's not looking the best. We were getting excited. And it's early, of course, but what do we think?
When we talk about narratives in this league, right? You know, a couple of weeks ago, the narrative was Linfield are out of the title race. It's Cliftonville and Larne. You know, throw it forward a week, Cliftonville are out of the title race. It's Larne and Linfield. You know, and the table doesn't lie in terms of, you know, the points. No, it does. And I don't know, like two defeats in the week, it just must be such a blow. Jim Magellan's come out and he says he doesn't think we're in the title race now. I mean, obviously, mathematically, they are, but it must be so deflating to be at the level they've been all season and then just, you know, in the space of a week, have two defeats. I mean, the Linfield one was quite a surprise, you know, and probably some Linfield fans will think, well, you know, we're a good team. They obviously are a good team, but, like, the way they've been playing, you know, to go and it's such a big win. But for Cliftonville, it was just so uncharacteristic. Like, I was watching the game on TV and I just thought, this doesn't look like Cliftonville at all. You know, maybe they've strung a team, you know, and the argument could be there that that's what the full-time clubs, that's the advantage they have over the part-time is, you know, more training, more, you know, consistency in terms, you know, to the end of the season. And Cliftonville maybe just don't have that. And, you know, it kind of looks like they've run out of steam a little bit, but I mean, the split, at the end of the day, on the split, Cliftonville could win all their games, you know?
No, that's true.
Will they be Larne? Probably not, but, you know, they could win all their games and it could be a different good table by then. So I don't think they're out of it yet. I wouldn't say they're out of it. You know, it's looking difficult, but the season's been so topsy-turvy, especially between second and third. Like, the only real consistent team for me is Larne, like, especially in the past few months, past several months, they've just they've gone to a new level. But yeah, listen, talk to me about Linfield, and then we'll get to the champions.
It is just like you say, Linfield that did seem out of it, and now are back in it. Only a point off Lauren. Lauren obviously have a game in hand. I don't know. It's just. I was thinking, as you were saying there, for Linfield fans, for Cliftonville fans, it must just be you need to win because Lauren keep winning and Lauren just keep good. There's obviously the debate about Lauren playing on Friday nights. I think really giving them, and they obviously do that because they believe that that is important for their fans or whatever the reason may be. But I do think that gives them such an edge on the Saturday that Linfield and Cliftonville both know, oh, well, Lauren won last night. So we either have to win, or if Lauren slipped up, oh, this is our opportunity. So we definitely need to take this. I think...
Yeah, it could definitely go either way, like, in the disposal.
But I do think it is a real edge that Lauren have. It is a wee bit... I mean, it's fair enough that that's the decision that they've made, and it probably, in a way, it is reshaping and will eventually probably reshape the whole league, because teams will see that as an opportunity to maybe play on a Friday night. It could also take advantage of people's availability, making more of a night of it. You and I both enjoy nighttime games, but it takes away from the tradition of it being like a 3 o'clock on a Saturday. So I don't know. I don't completely love it, but I get it. It obviously works in the League of Ireland as well, where they go Friday, Tuesday, or Friday, Monday. For Linfield, listen, Linfield have been here 100 times. And everything I've just said about Lauren, still to look over your shoulder at a team a point behind you in Linfield is scary. I think when you ask Linfield, no matter the team, when you ask them questions, they always seem to deliver. Going up to Corrie and losing 3-0, and the narrative for us becomes, oh, they're out of it. And, you know, a few weeks later, they're looking really, really strong. So, we haven't got too much time left. Do you want to give me a wee minute on Lauren, and then I will reveal the answer?
I mean, Lauren, to me, Lauren are a club, they're taking it to another level in terms of full-time setup. You know, you look at the investment has been spent so wisely across the board. It's not just been in players, it's been stadium, it's been community, it's been, you know, the academy, and it's all just so positive and great. You know, that new investor's come in, he seems fun. You know, it's different. We're not used to that sort of stuff in Irish League football. So, you know, some of his ideas and what he wants the club maybe to do is going to be fun to watch as well. But yeah, I agree with you on the Friday night thing. Maybe it's fun sometimes, and then sometimes maybe it seems a bit unfair. But at the end of the day, that's the rule and they're allowed to do it. So why wouldn't they exercise it? So yeah, I mean, it's hard to see Lauren not winning the league. But let's see. I think the split is going to be absolutely mad. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. Cool. Got a bit of Irish Cup action this weekend. But before all that, let me reveal who.
It's going to annoy me because I've been sitting thinking about it and I just cannot.
I'll give it to you one more time. Okay, so this person has played for Crusaders, Glenavon, Cliftonville and Ballymena. Do you want a clue?
Give me a clue.
They were part of the Cliftonville team that won the League Cup in 2022.
Oh, that helped. It's stupid because it's going to be so obvious. I can't think. Nah, just go ahead. I don't know.
And it's Colin Coates.
Oh, that's so easy. you're right. That is so easy.
But we'll make it. I'll make it a little bit harder next time. But. Anyway, John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining John and I, sorry, is what I mean. Hope you're all doing well. We'll be back soon.
See you soon.
With news and updates on the robot.